Good morning, everyone. Thank you so very much for joining us today for this period of biblical study together on this Sunday morning. Whether it's at the 8 o'clock time or the 10 o'clock time, we invite you to come and be a part of the services with us at the Crockett Church of Christ. 9:30 Bible study classes this morning, 10:30 worship service, and as well as the 6 o'clock service tonight if you're unable to attend a morning service. Good to have you with us any time that you come and be with us and meet a lot of people who love the Lord and love the Bible and bring your Bible with you, or you can utilize one of the Bibles that's in the pew there in front of you as you sit there in the pew with the songbook racks. You have a Bible in each one of those racks. So you're invited to come and be a part of services with us if you can this very Sunday. As we talk about the Lord's church and the Lord's way, we're talking first off about how he wants us to live, how he wants us to behave. And I believe you can agree with the idea that the Lord wanted us to behave and do right and do good. And in 1 Timothy 4 and at verse 12, when he told Timothy, be an example to the believer. Let no man despise your youth. Be an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in manner of life. And when you talk about the love of God, be a part of the agape love of God. That is, he has taught us and worked with us. And also the idea of in spirit, in your ego of life, in your preparation to live in a positive way as you live here upon this earth, in spirit, in faith. Keep in mind a faith of idea of the work of the Lord that you're doing. And believe that it's righteous to do, and believe the Lord will bless that work for you. As well as purity, and how that in purity we find ourselves behaving, and as a result, we're respected highly by others round about us. 1 Timothy 4 at verse 12 talks about Timothy being a young man at that time, and somebody would attempt to be despising him as a young person. He'd be like all the other young people that they knew. But he would be different. He would be different because Paul told him, let no man despise your youth, but be an example. Be an example of the believer. Be an example in words that you say, in the conversation of your life that you lead, in the way that you show love, God-like love to others, in the way that you have a spirit of life, in the way that you have a real commitment in life, to do the faith of the Lord, and in the way that you find yourself listening to be pure in mannerisms of life with others. Find yourself doing that sort of thing and you'll have the respect of others round about you. Consider the teaching of the Bible regarding the way of life we're to live. This morning we're raising the question, where was that to be done? Where was the person to be an example of the believer? Well, in regard to this matter, we go back to the Isaiah chapter 2 in the prediction made regarding 750 years before Christ that he predicted the house of God would be built in Jerusalem, established above the hills, and all nations would come to it. Jews and Gentiles alike would be a part of this, the house of God. Notice what is described here in Isaiah 2 verses 1 through 5. The word of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted in the top of the mountains, above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Notice in this regard, he says, verse 4, and he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Where will we walk in the light of the Lord? In this house of God. Where will we be taught the things of God? Where was Paul there in Timothy's day in 1 Timothy 4:12? Where was he talking about? He was talking about activity in the house of God, being an example of the believer. You'll notice in the third chapter of 1 Timothy, chapter 3 and verse 15, that Paul wanted to come and see Timothy face to face very soon. But he said, "If I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." You'll notice that it's in the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, that he says in chapter 4 of 1 Timothy, "Be thou an example of the believer. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in the way that you love, the agape love of God. Have that in your heart and life." Agape love is the love that we have not based upon sight, not based upon feelings, but based upon the reality of God's way to deal with mankind. He loved mankind in spite of their sins. He wanted to teach mankind to come away from sin and be an example to the believer. And that's what he's saying there in 1 Timothy 4:12. Be an example of the believer. And as a result of that way of life, you will influence people to become servants of God. You'll be able to influence them to become a part of the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. You'll notice in this regard that this is the prediction made in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And he closes that statement by saying in verse 5 of Isaiah 2, "O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord." What I'm trying to teach you today is what I've been trying to teach you for the last 8 weeks of time, and that is walk in the light of God. The light of God is His Word. In the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 105, He tells us the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. He goes on to say in verse 130 of Psalm 119, verse 130, "The entrance of thy word giveth light." It is the case that we walk in the light of God when we follow the teaching of His word. And as Paul there is saying regarding Timothy, be an example to the believer. He talks about in the words that he says, in the manner of life that he leads from day to day, in the way that he shows a love for God, the agape love, in the way that he is an example, in a way of spirit and faith and purity. He'll be an influence for good and for godliness. You and I can be that person. You can be that way. But if we decide to leave the teaching of God's word and we become the disciple of someone who teaches us and we become the practitioner of the things that he says or she says that we should follow, then we'll be people who find ourselves following that way. It'll not provide the light of God's word. It'll be a sad thing for us to follow the end of what they tell us to follow and to do. We're talking about a way of life that we can lead, a way of life that we can do. That's the way that God said back there in Isaiah 2, was the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways, and we will walk in His paths. As we do that, we find a way to do it, and we find a way to be an example of the Lord to others. Instead of using profanity for our words and mannerisms, Timothy, he says, let your words be an example of the believer. Instead of being people who violate others by way of your words and speech and your mannerisms of life, be an example of the believer. And as you do that, you'll influence people toward the right way, toward the way that's described there as the house of the God of Jacob. We will learn His ways and we will walk in His paths. Because out of Zion shall go forth the word of the Lord. O house of Jacob, Come ye, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Isaiah 2 and verse 5. Now we raise the question, where would it be and when would it be? And he tells us in the last days concerning Jerusalem and Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days. Listen to it in Acts chapter 2 when he says this word regarding Joel and his prophecy regarding these apostles and how they would be empowered on this day. Acts chapter 2, beginning verse 14. And Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. What did he say would come to pass in the last days back there? In reference to the way of life that they would live and follow in Isaiah chapter 2. In the last days, saith God. He says here, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens will I pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you, by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you all, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of darkness and death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord for my face, for he is on my right hand, that I shall not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will they suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou therefore make known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with him by an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades or in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to as many afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day was added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, every man that had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I know I've read a long time today in Acts chapter 2, but I read about a certain period of time. Verse 17 says, It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. In the last days is what Isaiah was predicting would be built the house of God and exalted above the hills, and all nations, Jews and Gentiles, would flow unto it. Right at this time in Acts 2, the Jewish people are the people of interest, and they are flowing unto it. In Acts chapter 10, we read about Cornelius and his being converted. Peter would come back to Jerusalem, and how he would talk to them there in regard to the Gentiles being taught the Word of God and living out the Word of God. And it is said in Acts chapter 11 and verse 18, when Peter came back from the household of Cornelius, he came to give account to the various elders of the church in that area. And notice what he said to them about it in Acts chapter 11, and how that the Gentiles had heard and also received the word of God. And when he got through telling them about what he had done, it is said in Acts 11 verse 18, when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Notice that in regard to their way of life, they did not wish to have a fellowship with the Gentiles. But now that God had showed them that they should, they all were glad to say God had granted repentance unto life unto the Gentiles. Now, if you go back to Acts chapter 10 and you read about the conversation that Simon Peter had with Cornelius and his household, you will not read the word repentance or repent. But what we do know is that in the process of his living under the old patriarch law, he found now a teaching that he could obey and be pleasing to God and added by the Lord to his church. Thus it is stated there in this regard that he was obedient to the gospel. And as he obeyed the gospel, being baptized into Christ, he began to walk a new way of life, as Paul described in Romans chapter 6. He began to walk a new way of life. In this connection, these men heard these messages and said that he had repented unto life. That's what he had done. And as a result, he was a person found now pleasing to the Lord. What about your life? Is your life a part of the house of God, the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth? Do you look for the truth to be taught? Do you look as Jewish or Gentile background for your life to be pleasing to God, and that you could repent unto life? You could turn away from an old way of life that you've been living to a new way of life that he says to live, and as a result of that, be baptized into this new way of life and walk this new way of life described in Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 5 as walking in the light of the Lord. This is the way that they did it. And this is the way that they enjoyed doing it, because now they were faithful to God in his righteous way. What about in your life? Where are you in your study? Over the last several weeks of time, we talked about how that we should behave and how we should live. And in process of how we should live, the question comes up, where is it to be done? When is it to be done? Paul says, if I tarry long, to Timothy in 1 Timothy 3:15, if I tarry long, that you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Then he went on to teach Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, how as a young man, he was to behave in the house of God, the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. You can do the same thing today. You can say to yourself, you know, the way that I've been living, I do not read about in the scripture. I do not see the single thing that is taught in the mannerisms of life and the salvation of the soul. I just do not see it there in the scripture. You do see it now. You do read it now. You can become a person faithful to the teaching of the scripture, the light of God's word. Notice there in Psalms 119, verse 105, and also verse 130, the entrance of thy word giveth light. And now then that you have the light, you can have a way of life that you're now living. And as you are living that way, you will find that joy that is found in serving the Lord in a faithful way. The Lord wants you, and he wants you to follow his way. And instead of being a part of a church movement that is just movement in accordance to the teaching, the man who is there is the leader of that church. To the contrary, be a part of the church which urges us to follow the teaching of the Lord. The Lord's way and the Lord's will is what we're following and what we're practicing. And we want you to realize that that is the thing for you to do beginning even today. This church that is taught here in the New Testament of the Bible is a church that is taught in regard to the teaching of righteous ways of doing it. Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul addresses the idea of his own salvation. And he says regarding it, it was not because of my righteousness that I found salvation. It is because of the righteousness that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He did the right thing, and I followed him. And I did the right thing by way of him. As a result of that, he found a way of life that he was leading and a way of life that he was practicing. And he enjoyed that way of life and he wanted to teach it to others. In the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote regarding Paul called to be an apostle through the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, and all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, and in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that ye have no divisions among you, that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. It's been declared to me of you, my brethren, by them of the household of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were ye baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest you should say, that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides this, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And in regard to this matter, he says, with wisdom of words, lest the cross should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise, and where is the scribe, and where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? And after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I hope that that's your case today, that you have found yourself in a relationship now with the Lord because of His Word, His light, His teaching, the house of God, the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Thank you for your time and study with me today. We invite you to the Crockett Congregation. This is Robert Rawson.